Welcome to B2B Healthy Copy Talks, the podcast that blends together marketing strategy, copywriting, and messaging tactics for the B2B fitness, health, and wellness industries. As a former personal trainer, award-winning writer for major health and fitness magazines, and an online fitness course creator, I know firsthand the challenges of marketing within these industries. So whether you're a seasoned copywriter, a savvy marketer, or an industry expert, you'll find valuable insights in every episode. From B2B SaaS providers and marketing experts to fitness entrepreneurs, I'll bring you interviews and discussions that spark creativity, drive growth, and jack up your professional game. We'll explore the specific challenges within the B2B world, how to stand out among the competition, and increase conversions in every area. Let's dive in. Hey there, it's Linda. I wanted to do a special mini podcast episode today to talk about something you may or may not have noticed, which is that I have rebranded the podcast. Instead of it being called the B2B Marketing and Copywriting Podcast, it is now called the B2B Healthy Copy Talks. So I wanted to get into what that means and why I did it. So let's start with the why. There's a lot of reasons, but one of them is the reason for the rebrand is that I always talk about how you need to differentiate yourself from other people, regardless of what business you have, if you're a copywriter, if you own a business. And one of the things that I thought is that my expertise in health and fitness was really getting lost, and it was a key differentiator that I had that other copywriters don't have. I spent nearly 20 years in the fitness business. I wrote for hundreds of publications. I wrote content for article content for magazines online, as well as print, many of which are no longer around, unfortunately. And I also ran an online fitness course for about 5 or 6 years. And within that course, I had to market myself. I had to market the course itself. I conducted like 10 or more live webinars a year. And so overall, I did all of my own marketing. And this enabled me to really dig into the pain points of people who were looking to get in shape. And it also started to drift into the B2B space. So I was working for Bowflex for a while. They hired me to do their copywriting for their catalog. And so I wrote some of those catalogs for them. I spoke to their customers and got into kind of the back end of the fitness world that way, the fitness marketing world. So in short, I really understood all those pain points. And yeah, it's different from B2C, meaning business to consumer, selling, say, a treadmill, versus B2B, where like my sweet spot is working with SaaS companies who provide SaaS to gyms, like a gym franchise. So it might be like a planning software where all of their trainers and the people who work for the gym can coordinate their schedules. So that would be like a B2B focus in the fitness world. And so, you know, a big part of it was walking my talk. Okay, how am I going to differentiate myself from all the other copywriters out there? But yet, I wanted to stick with B2B because that's really where my expertise lies. And it's more in the marketing end, and it's what I love more than anything. So I wanted to stick with B2B. And then fitness. Right now, I'm saying fitness, health, and wellness, but there's some big differences. Fitness is very specific. So I opened it up to, you know, I've written for so many health publications and I work with a lot of health B2B companies as it is. And whenever I did that, that was the other thing. I had such a knack for being able to talk to their customers. And that was another one of the things that made me think to myself, you know, this is where I can shine, where I understand what it's like as someone who's worked out myself for over 40 years. I know what the pain points are. And as someone who has worked with women over 50 in that particular course that I took, I knew what their pain points were as well and the challenges. And also running the ads. I did a lot of like Facebook ads to advertise my course. And there's a real science and there's a lot of things you need to know before you can just go placing an ad. There are things you can and cannot say. You have to be compassionate and yet get your point across without making anybody upset, basically. And that goes for any marketing in this world. So it can be, you need to have some emotional intelligence, I think is what I'm saying. So it's a little different with B2B because you're dealing with just, you know, as I said, maybe it's a SaaS product. So it's not as important, but still, you know, the end user of the product often is a consumer. So you have to think about that. And so that's really where my new focus is coming in. So the name, again, is B2B Healthy Copy Talks. And the people that I'll be having on are still going to be marketers, but I will be looking more for health and fitness, you know, people who are in the health and fitness and wellness companies to talk about the specific challenges. And this could be, you know, how they're using AI, how the business has changed since AI came into the scene, what are the new advances in SaaS, that sort of thing. And also just specific marketing. And a lot of it is I leave it up to the people and my guests to kind of hone in on what their expertise is and how it fits into the whole scheme. And the question is, you know, will I still be highlighting people or working with clients who are not in the fitness and wellness business? Of course, but my expertise will be in that area. So it's like if you go to your doctor and you have a shoulder pain, you know, he or she can tell you what they think it might be. Maybe it's rotator cuff, maybe it's a tendon thing. Then they send you to the expert. So that would be where I would fit in is like that. I would be, if somebody really wants to work in that, or they have a business that's in the fitness and wellness industry, and they want somebody who really knows that industry well, that's where I can come in. So that's where my background is now going to merge a little bit more into the B2B copywriting. So I hope that kind of clears up. It's not a major shift, but it is a shift. And I'm basically just niching down. So if you have any thoughts on this or any comments, I'd love to hear them. So either you can send me an email at linda@thecopyworks.com, or you can DM me on LinkedIn. Of course, I'm on there all the time. And I really appreciate you following me and hopefully subscribing to my podcast, because we're going to have a ton of great guests. I already have a few lined up. And the one that I have coming up this week is a special guest. And I told her that she is launching the entire B2B Healthy Copy Talks podcast with this interview. So stay tuned for that. Thanks so much for listening. And that's a wrap for today's episode. We hope you found it informative, thought-provoking, and engaging. If so, please share it with your friends and colleagues who might also be interested in marketing and copywriting trends and innovations. And remember, if you haven't already, please subscribe to the B2B Marketing and Copywriting Podcast on your favorite podcast platform and on our YouTube channel so you never miss an episode. We'll be back next week with another show, so stay tuned.